Good morning, Gronya.
Good morning, Ogo. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Gronya is from Get Island Walking. So, and I know this initiative started 7th of January 2015.
That's right. At the beginning of January, we launched an initiative with the Irish Pharmacy Union. It's around our 21-day walking challenge card. So really we're trying to encourage people to use the little card and to record their walks and try and, you know, get a walk in every day for 21 days to help form the habit of walking, really is the idea.
Okay. So what brought about this initiative? What's, like, you know, you said it's in association with the Irish Pharmacy Union. So what kind of, got you to do this?
Okay. Well, Get Ireland Walking has existed since maybe 2013,
okay.
And it's an initiative of the Irish Sports Council and a number of health promotion and sport and recreation organisations that promote walking are involved in Get Ireland Walking. And we've just been conscious of trying to find ways to make it easier for people to get active through walking, because it's, you know, it's the ideal kind of first step activity for people who want to begin to get physically active. So we're looking at ways just to help support people to get active and to stay active through walking. So this idea of the challenge card seemed like a good idea, because sometimes when you commit to something like that, it can really help to keep you motivated, to keep you getting up and out every day. And also, I suppose, the idea of recording what you've achieved and what you've managed to do,
okay.
You know, can really help you think, okay, I can do this, you know, this is okay, I can manage this, and you can, you know, notice how it makes you feel and stuff like that. So it was really just as a kind of an aid to help people to get active in a way and at a level that they can manage for themselves.
Okay. So I know today is the 15th day, and but can people still join? Or can anyone join at any time?
Absolutely, Ogo. The card is set up in such a way that you can really start whenever suits you. And, I mean, the other thing is sometimes we start and try to get a new habit or, you know, get into a new routine and it just doesn't work. So, you know, I mean, I'm saying, look, there's lots of those cards in circulation, or come back to Get Ireland Walking .ie to get another copy. You can start and restart, you know, as suits yourself. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes people do it in a group.
Okay.
And it kind of adds to, again, to helping to keep them going. You know, if there's a group of people, maybe in a neighbourhood or a family, that commit to doing it together, they kind of can support each other to keep going. But yes, people can still join and can restart. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So where can they get these cards then? Can they download them or print them off your website?
Okay, there is the record card section can be downloaded from our website, getirelandwalking.ie, or you can contact us through that website to get a copy of the full card, because there's some nice tips and information, but you can get those on the website as well,
okay.
Some tips and information, but I can gladly send out copies of cards to people as well.
Okay. So for somebody that maybe has a printer at home, and
yes,
would want to start immediately, they can just download it from your website, which is
www.getirelandwalking.ie. That's it, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and let's say, for example, they start today or tomorrow, that is the 16th.
Yes.
So that 16th, tomorrow, that is the 16th, would be then be their first day. So they have to complete the 21-day challenge, yeah?
Yeah, ideally, yeah, look, if they can at all. And I mean, the thing is, you know, to start out, we're encouraging people on the leaflet and in the information to start out and do the amount of walking that you can just do yourself. You know, it might just be, you know, you might do kind of 10 minutes at a time, if that's, you know, if you haven't been very active, and that's okay. And it can gradually build up. And in recording, you'll see that and you'll notice how quickly you can maybe walk a little further or walk, you know, for a little longer a time. So, yeah, we really encourage people to do it at the pace that they can, you know, and not be kind of overly pushing themselves, but, you know, just to give a little push on themselves, but just to make sure that it's okay for them, that they're comfortable with it. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have many people doing this already?
We've had a fantastic take-up. The Irish Pharmacy Union and through their pharmacists have said that there's been a great interest in the cards, and a lot of people coming into them and getting the cards and chatting to them as well about tips and advice. And, I mean, you should still be able to pick up the card in your pharmacy, in your local pharmacy as well. And also, I think that's a great opportunity maybe to talk to someone who's in the health profession. If you've concerns about getting active through walking, maybe some health issues that you're concerned about, it's a good opportunity maybe to chat to your pharmacist as well and just get some tips and advice on getting active as well. So, that's another way of getting the card still. So, there's been very good interest, and lots of organisations are maybe taking it up to use within maybe the workplace or within other health centre settings and those kind of things. So, yeah, it seems to be popular, and people are finding that it is a help to try and form that habit.
Okay. And are all the pharmacies in Ireland, are they like taking part in this, like to give people the information or for people to get the flyer or even to have a poster in their pharmacy for people to, because I've been in a couple of pharmacies and I've not noticed anything like that.
I suppose not every pharmacist is in the Irish Pharmacy Union, but it has gone out to over 1,600 pharmacists. Okay. So, do you know, it's in most pharmacists, unfortunately, hasn't been the ones you've called to, but it should be in most. But if it's not in your local pharmacy, please just contact us directly.
Okay. So, and let's say it's in a pharmacy somewhere, people can actually walk in there and ask them for advice on what to do.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have specific areas, or do you have already working groups that you're aware of that people can join? Like, I'm here in the north side, so we have Rahini, Coolock, Kilbarrack, Badowal, just a lot of places.
What we're doing in Get Ireland Walking is we are also very much encouraging people to set up and to join local community walking groups, because it just makes getting your physical activity more social and a bit more fun. You know, so you can have contact with people, and as I say, the group can really help to keep you motivated. So we are encouraging and getting groups to register with us. So on our website as well, you will see you can access the groups, the list of groups that are registered with us.
Okay.
We also have a link to the local sports partnerships in every area, who will also know about maybe other or more walking activity that's happening in the area, because they may be involved in organising some series of walks as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, again, on the website, as I say, a good place to look for maybe a local group. And if there isn't one, I mean, if you want to contact us to look for tips and advice and support around setting up one, we have that information there as well.
Okay. So, what special message would you like to put out there for people today? Like, you know how there's so many things, like most people kind of know what to do, but they just don't want to do it, or they feel they are, you know, how do you get someone off that couch and into that working mode?
I know. Well, I suppose, I mean, the thing we're saying to people, look, it is that walking is really so simple and so easy and so accessible. And so, you know, of all the physical activities, it's the one that's the easiest way to get started. You know, you can really just start at the pace that you can do. And it's one that can be very sociable as well. And I think it's something that more and more people are getting involved in. So, you know, it really is, I suppose, to see it that it is a valid physical activity, and it is something that if you're doing to be proud of, and that you can, you know, it's an enjoyable activity as well, and you know, something, as I say, that you can do and have fun with your friends and that as well. So I think that's important to remember, you know, that it doesn't need a huge time commitment. You know, you can literally go out your front door. You don't need to invest in lots of equipment or be, you know, travelling somewhere special to do it. That it's so easy and accessible. accessible to do, you know, and just to kind of make that commitment to yourself to try and fit in walking into your daily routine, even, you know, to look at the things you do in your life, not just about a kind of a recreational walk, but how, you know, things that you can do, maybe could you walk to the shop rather than drive? Could you, you know, park even farthest away from the shop door? You know, just to look at simple ways to begin to walk, to begin to incorporate walking into your routine, and just to notice maybe how you feel. And because very quickly, I think, you know, you do begin to feel better for that bit of physical activity.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a long message. But
no, that's okay. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Then, do people, when they finish this challenge, do they get like a certificate or like, you know, like some, most time people need incentives to do some certain things?
I know what you mean. We haven't, you know, structured in such a way because there's, you know, there's been such a take up. We haven't, you know, been able to kind of facilitate dealing with everybody's, you know, card on an individual basis. But I suppose what we are saying for people is to acknowledge that, that what you've achieved yourself, and maybe, you know, if you're doing it in a group, you know, to maybe do treat yourselves after it and acknowledge that. And as I say, to, you know, to keep in touch with the website and with the local networks around walking, and you know, use it as a stepping stone to get involved with other people and to keep the habit going.
Okay, so it's more like getting a sense of self-achievement, like, oh, I set out this goal to go for a walk for 21 days and I actually did that, you know, like
exactly.
Maybe sometimes you say you want to run the marathon and then you see yourself, maybe before you couldn't even run at all. And then you do that marathon, you finished it. So it's kind of, yes, I've done this, I've done, and, you know, this I've done, you know?
Yeah.
So, but would you have, like, medals to say, maybe to show or something for people to just show, okay, I did this and it's done?
I don't, but by all means, if people want to contact me when they have done it, I can. We can certainly. If people will contact me, and you know, we can certainly kind of do something with them.
Yeah, I'm not trying.
But we don't have a form
of anything. I'm just asking.
Yeah, it's just been so spread throughout the country, and so many people taking it up. Do you know that? We just, you know, weren't in a position to kind of deal with each one individually. But by all means, if people want to let me know by email or through that website, you'll find how to contact me, how they're getting on. So I would be delighted to hear from them and support them in that achievement.
Okay, so you said this initiative's been going on since 2013?
Yeah.
So what will you say you've seen improve? Would you say that you've seen the number of participants? Is there an increase in the number of participants or awareness?
Okay, I think there certainly is, you know, a continued increase in the awareness and people's awareness of, you know, the benefits of being physically active. And I mean, look, there's a lot of initiatives and there's a lot of, you know, things happening in our society that would be contributing to that. You know, at the moment, the Operation Transformation Series is huge, has a huge impact on, and a huge, you know, motivation effect for people to get involved. We would also see more walking groups being established throughout the country, and we would see that as a great way to help, you know, to support people's walking activity. That's certainly something we've seen an increase in with the initiative. So I think that's good. And as I said, there is, you know, there is a continued increase in the number of people who are, you know, reporting that walking is, you know, something they do for their physical activity. So, yeah, so, it, you know, it's going, the numbers are going in the right direction, and it's fantastic for people to be getting out and reaping the benefits of being physically active.
Okay. At least it's free. So for somebody looking for an exercise to do, it's free. And the more, the merrier.
That's exactly it, Ogo. Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, look, you can, you know, once you've got comfortable shoes, and, you know, maybe a raincoat, okay, do you know, you don't need, it doesn't have to be a big deal to get started, which is great, you know.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you so much, Grania. So for anybody looking for more information, they can contact you on 01625 0109.
That's it.
Okay. Or email info@getislandworking.ie.
Perfect.
And they can also print the 21-day working challenge record card off your website, which is www.getislandworking.ie.
That's it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ogo.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I guess. Yeah. Bye.